RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Final coaches show of 2025. And how old am I? I almost said 2018. In my head, when we were talking, I was going to say 2018. And then I was like, hey, idiot, it's 2025. We got that going for us.
For how old you are? Is that what you're going to say?
Not for just like where we are in time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. For some reason, my brain was saying, say 2018. It's 2025.
By a lot. Oh, and then we're going to have to say 2026 in a couple of days, and that's going to throw a lot of people off for like months. It always takes everyone until like April before you start to accept the new year, and at that point, the new year is already a third of the way done.
Would it be better if we just didn't tabulate years?
What do you mean? We just existed day to day?
No, no, if we just stopped.
I like that we get a new year.
If it wasn't 2026.
New year, new me. Am I right, guys?
What if there was no year?
Okay, but then how would you celebrate birthdays?
You still get
to tabulate it as 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay,
yeah, sure.
Okay, I don't have a great rebuttal on the moment right now. I don't. I want to hear you explore it a little bit deeper. For being honest,
I'd rather not. I'd rather you just try and pick it apart and see if you can pick it apart.
That's usually how this works. Yeah. And I got to tell you, I'm out of options. I don't have a good reason for why we keep this countdown going. I don't really. There's no real thing where I'm like, this seems great.
I just somehow snorted out of my mouth. I don't know how that worked. It was like a snort that didn't make it past my nose.
I mean, how else am I going to know file taxes? Like, that's not a great answer. I'm sure.
No, that was last not
I'm
year.
Sure, I'm sure someone's going to find some reason. I can't on the top of my head.
I don't need it to be 2026, I think is my greater point.
It'd make it easier for like all these like pro football reference pages and different things for trying to figure out what year things actually happen. Because in football,
but
obviously.
We could just do that would be seasons. It would just be the 125th season, and then this year would be the 126th season.
I know, it'd make it much easier. Because sometimes you talk about like the 85 Bears, for instance, and the Super Bowl was played in 1986. And
see?
Well, what are we doing? It's always a problem.
And you know what I hate? You know what I absolutely hate? Is that the 25-26 Cavaliers or the 24-25 Cavaliers?
Basketball's worse with this because they always
hockey
do. They do both and they separate them in between, and it's always it's just annoying and it's exhausting as well.
And
then,
quite frankly, soccer's just the worst because it's soccer.
All right, so you get to run on the platform of let's abolish years.
Yeah. Yep. Seasons, they stay. Months,
well, we don't have a choice over seasons.
Well, yeah, but months, they stay.
Yeah.
Days, darn tootin', they stay.
Darn tootin'. Slash hollering.
Yeah. Hooten, Hollern, and Lance Reisland, Cleveland.com on the fan hotline. Coach, can I get you on board? Let's abolish years.
Yeah, I was listening. I'm not sure what. So if you're doing months, like when you get to December, like do you start over? Does that just count as like one? Like what is the time then? Like
it's just months? January.
No, it doesn't.
Again.
You just go to January and that's the end of it.
Yeah, you're just back to January.
Yeah, you're just starting fresh again.
So absolutely, I'm in. Then you're kind of like whatever age you want to be too. I'm in for all that. Yeah, I could get on board.
See, yeah, we don't. How about that? We're not even. You celebrate your birth every year. Is it 38 years? 39? Nobody can remember. It's not even years. That's not even a word anymore. Bye bye years.
In fact, there's a lot of women in our lives that do that anyway. They've celebrated their 25th birthday like 7 times.
See.
Nothing
don't want to answer that one,
to
answer,
Coach.
I don't have anything for you.
All right. Bet you if we put a burger on the line, you still wouldn't do it.
And then all of a sudden, we couldn't shut you up.
All right, Coach.
Well, all right, what do you got for me?
Which would you rather have happen for the Browns in the series finale versus the Bengals? Miles gets one sack in the sack record, or Shador throws for 300 yards, 4 touchdowns, and no interceptions?
Oh, I want Miles to get the sack record if I had to pick. But if I'm picking anything, give me the win. I'll take the win over both of those.
It's not part of
the options. This is a scantron. You have to fill out A or B.
That was silent to see. I'm going to go with that. I'd rather have Miles get the record. I think that's a record that's really tough to get in the NFL, especially with what they're doing against defensive ends and how you kind of negate them if you really, really want to. So I'm going to say I want Miles to get that record because I don't know if he'll ever be able to do this again.
So what happened last weekend? Was it just the focus that Aaron Rodgers had in making sure he doesn't get the record? And by the way, if that is the answer, could you make an argument Joe Burrow could have that same laser-like focus?
No, here's why. First of all, they didn't do anything that most coordinators don't do. Obviously, if you're an offense coordinator, you have to have a plan for Myles Garrett because he's one of the few guys that can absolutely destroy what you want to do. Now, the good thing about what the Steelers run is that they're going to be in a lot of 13 personnel, and they like to have wings that chip, and they do a lot of different things that kind of make it tough. And then they did. They've kind of teams in the last month or so have thrown screens underneath them. They've run at him. They've run away from him. They've done a lot of different things to him. Now you got to be kind of excited if you're the Browns because Taylor likes to get five out in the route. So he's not a big guy who's chipped on Miles in the past. And I'm not sure if they'll do that again. It's just kind of not what he does. So this scheme with having more wide receivers on the field, more five-step drops. Basically, think about it in terms of he holds the ball a lot longer than Aaron Rodgers does because of their depth of their routes. They want him to have it longer. So there's a much better opportunity this week than there was last week for Myles Garrett.
All right, Coach. How did Shedeur Sanders grade out on Sunday against Pittsburgh?
Well, you know, it's funny because I think he did an awesome job. He's got to stay away from the disastrous plays. The disastrous plays have to be less disastrous. You only get about 10 to 12 possessions a game in football. And, you know, so you got to really protect that ball. And so that'll be his next step. You know, unfortunately for Shedeur, in good and bad, is, you know, a lot of people live in the extremes. He either is going to the Pro Bowl next, you know, going to the Hall of Fame next week, or he'll never be able to play at this level. And I think it's kind of in the middle. I think he's progressing with what you want with a young quarterback, regardless of where he's drafted. You know, he's a kid with a lot of talent, and the things that he's struggled with, he's gotten better with over the last 6 weeks. And I think that's really important. That tells you how coachable he is. His feet are better. His anticipation is better. He's not, you know, if you look at that play to Bates in the first drive, he didn't run out of there. He slid to his left and then moved to his right at that same level. So he's doing a lot of things. You know, his next step is protecting the football, making sure that, you know, he lives to fight another down. But I've been very impressed with him. I thought he had a really, really solid game, minus a couple, really, really bad plays. So he's going to make those really, really bad plays not as bad.
We were debating what the ceiling looks like for Shedeur. It's obviously very early. I said I thought it was somewhere around Trevor Lawrence, I think, is the right call for myself. Nick was Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins beats who?
Meets Geno Smith.
When you think about the ceiling for Shedeur, based off of what you've seen, what do you think that is?
Well, I think, you know, obviously you got to decide what you're doing offensively, schematic-wise. Are you going to be more in 11 personnel where you're going to be able to kind of showcase some of the things he does? Or are you going to be more the run style, you know, where it's more play action, where sometimes the numbers don't add up to, you know, what some other, you know, other schemes do. So for me, I think he can kind of, I think he's pretty good in all these different types of schemes. I think he's good in play action. I think Trevor Lawrence is a really good, kind of comparison, because obviously I think Shedeur is going to need people around him. All quarterbacks do. They need to get an offensive line. They need to have a running game. You know, if you look at that, the route to Tillman, what really made that route is because it was on an early down and it was off play action. And the Steelers kind of bit on that wide zone, and he did a nice job of changing launch points because they've had some success running the ball. So the Steelers kind of had to honor that, especially on an early down. So I just think they need to get some pieces around him. Cause I don't care what quarterback you have. If you don't have some pieces around him, they're going to struggle. And their offensive skill and their offensive line is really struggling right now, and that has to be addressed immediately.
All right, Coach. So just to delve into what you're saying, obviously right now they've played a lot of big personnel sets, 12 personnel, 13 personnel. That goes back to what Kevin Stefanski liked to do when he first got here, a lot of double tight ends, triple tight end sets. You're saying, so that's what Shedeur plays in now. You've said he fits more maybe the 11 personnel, which is one running back, one tight end, three wide receivers. Can I get a why? Why does he fit that better than maybe what he's in right now?
Well, you know, once again, I don't think it's better, Nick. I think it's something that he's adaptable to both kind of offenses. But then that's a total philosophy change. That changes your offense in terms of your offensive line, because those are the guys that really only matter. So if you're in more 11 personnel, ball's got to come out quick. There's also going to be those, you're going to get wide threes, wide fives, because you know you're a passing team. That's kind of what happens with Burrow, and that's why he gets so much pressure in the pocket. The best thing you can do for a young quarterback, and you're not unsure if you want a guy you can win with and not because of, you stay in these big personnel groups, which a lot of teams do. Kirk Cousins is a great example, because then you marry the run with the pass. Now, I think he's a guy that can get the ball out quick. If you think about a power run game with 12 and 13 personnel, that's the same you get with, like, option routes, hitches, in short, the quick game out of 11 personnel. It just kind of speaks to what type of offensive scheme you're going to be. And obviously, in 29, it won't matter. But, you know, now weather plays a part in that. And it's hard to be an 11 personnel team in the weather in Cleveland. So I think that plays a part of it. But I think, you know, for him, I think he can do both. But if you want to help a quarterback and you want to get him going, you always want to make sure you have 12 and 13 personnel, because that'll help marry the run with the pass and kind of limit that pass rush.
Is that why right now 13 personnel is at such a boom this past season in particular? 12 personnel was all the rage, but 13 personnel is like really exploded in basically this season.
Well, 13 personnel with these tight ends now. So, you know, 20 years ago, the tight end position has changed more than any other position in terms of their skill set. So you had Mark Bavaro, a guy who puts his hand on the ground, can catch some layered stuff, to what they are now, the Harold Fannins, the Colson Lovelands, these guys who can play multiple positions. If you look at the touchdown pass, you know, he was actually outside at receiver. And what that does when you put him outside at receiver is that it allows the quarterback to know if it's man, because there'll be a linebacker on him, or zone if there's a DB on him. So the flexibility of these tight ends allows them to be in 13 personnel, but do whatever you want to do. So, you know, 15, 20 years ago, if you were in 13 personnel, it was power run all the time. Now what they do is they get in 13 personnel, and if you're going to go three linebackers, then they'll spread them out with these athletic tight ends. And if you go nickel personnel, they'll bunch everybody in and run the ball. So it's really hard for a defense to kind of adjust with the talent range and the position flexibility of these guys like Harold Fannin, who might be as good as it gets with that, being able to play multiple positions and do multiple things.
All right, Coach, we lightly got into this in quick hits. As of right now, you can do no worse than the 7th pick in this draft, which is conveniently where the Browns already are after the Pittsburgh win. Now, if you lose this game, you could get upwards as far up as the number 2 pick. I think realistically, probably 5 is about where you can expect if you lose and one or two teams ahead of you end up winning. Is the Cincinnati win worth 2 draft spots to you?
Absolutely. Every single time. I will take a win every single time. If you want to talk about culture, you know, you guys have heard me say that before. That's what culture is. It's not what you say. It's, you know, we're trying to win every game. We're trying to, if you're 4-12, then be 5-12. And that sounds kind of simple, but that's really where it starts, because then your preparation is the same. The things you do is the same. You know, everything you do, it's nothing special this week. It should be the same way you prepared. If you're 4-12, if you're 12-4, everything should be the same. So the win means a lot more. From my perspective.
So then what do you say to the folks who say culture wins aren't real?
What do you mean culture wins aren't real?
Meaning like the difference between 3-4 wins or
like
five.
If I were to say, Coach, something to the effect of how, that's nice, but who's going to remember that one in October of next year?
Oh, okay. I got you. I apologize. I didn't really kind of understand the question. So here's the thing. When you set a culture, it's the most overused word in sports. And I say that all the time, especially in football. Culture is what you do every single day. It's the habits you create. And if you get into habits where losing is okay, then that's the culture you've created. That's the culture you've created with your practice habits. That's the culture you've created with when things get going tough. That's what you're kind of saying. So I look at it as very simply. All right. If you draft somebody and you go, yeah, we got to draft you because we lost, then that person shouldn't want to come to you, right? Because they know when things get tough that you're more than willing to just kind of move on. So the word is really not culture to me. The word is your habits, the winning habits every single day. They're consistent, right? You do the right thing at practice. You do the right thing in the weight room. You do the right thing when you're eating. You do the right thing off the field. Those things all matter. Everything you do is important. And that's kind of what culture is to me. It's that day in, day out stuff that allows you to be successful. And that's should all lead to winning. So regardless of where you pick, you're going to bring a guy in who fits your habits, who fits what you do. And there's lots of those guys out there. And sometimes it's just like a coach. Sometimes it's not the one everybody knows. You got to go out and find that person that fits what you do and what you believe in.
All right, it was a big week for a guy that I doubted when they made the trade, and I didn't think he'd be this, Coach. Hand up, I was wrong. But Tyson Campbell's been incredible. What do you see out of him?
Well, here's the thing, is that I think it was a good trade for both teams. Why? Because Newsom's pretty good in zone, but he's not good in man. Now, I agree with you, JP. The one thing I was that I'm shocked with is his physicality. I always knew he could run. I always knew he could cover. I also always knew that he was really good in man coverage. That's what he's been best at. That's where his skill set really allows him to shine. But he doesn't mind putting his nose in there, and that's really important when you get Emerson back. And now you maybe have some options, at that slot corner with those two guys. And so his ability to cover in man, to tackle. He's a big body guy, so he can cover big receivers. But he's sudden and twitchy, so he can cover guys in the slot too. Ultra impressed with him. Everything he's doing coverage wise, I thought that's who he was. But I did not think he's as physical as he's been since he's been with Cleveland.
Right, let's say the Browns win against the Bengals and they stay at 7. I said that I think a guy who's likely to be a top 3 talent in this draft, but maybe won't go top 3 because of positional importance. I think Caleb Downs could be there for you, Ohio State safety at 7.
Oh, wait, hold on. So you don't even know this. You're not aware of this. Coach and I had a similar conversation like 3 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And actually, the same thing I said to you was the same thing I said to him at the time.
Oh, wait, so you agree you would seriously consider Caleb Downs
and
the number 7
pick?
And
I told Coach, same thing I told you, same thing I was everyone listening right
you
now.
You called him fat?
I did not call him fat. We're an offense-only first-round, Coach. We are not doing defense, and I'm not going to let this rhetoric stand.
Coach, I'm going to let you
get the defensive thoughts out of your mind.
Get them away from your brain.
We are
Caleb
offensive
Downs
linemen.
At 7. Can I get you
we
on board?
We are talking wide receiver. We are not a defensive draft.
You can, regardless of the what I'm hearing right now, if Caleb Downs is available at 7, you're going to have to talk me off the because I tell you what, on film, there's the guys who are just generational talents. And, you think about this. Think about him at the free. Think about Emerson coming back. Obviously now you can actually make that, the offense. Now you really got to play the defense. But I don't know.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
No, I just think there's a time and a place where there's value, and obviously there's positional need, but there's so much positional need on this offense. If Caleb Downs is there, I would take him, and then I would try to get, they have a lot of picks. I would try to take.
Coach, I need an offense. I don't need the 85 Bears.
You got other draft picks. You got a free agency.
I need an offense. I don't need the best defense of all time. I need an offense.
Hey, Coach, remember how the Baltimore Ravens regret taking Kyle Hamilton because they could have had Jahan Dotson? Aren't they upset about that?
They have Lamar Jackson. What are you talking about?
Well, my point is...
They have an offense.
My point is
the Ravens are the Ravens
because they just take the best player
available.
They
take the luxury of having that because they have one of the best quarterbacks in the game. There's a luxury there that we don't have.
Remember, in 2022...
He won an MVP at that point.
In 2022, they didn't know if they wanted to pay him.
He won an MVP in year two.
And what about year three and year four?
Don't rewrite Lamar Jackson for me. Don't.
I'm not rewriting it. I'm adding proper context.
You're talking
about 2019, Lamar.
They didn't want to pay him
about 2022.
His mom was his agent, and he was trying to demand the world, which he rightfully
should.
They let
anyone in the NFL make an offer for Lamar Jackson because they weren't sold on him.
They caved on like they should because they have one of the best offenses in the sport.
Did they non-exclusive franchise tag him or not?
Defensive players.
Did they non-exclusive franchise tag him or
because they have Lamar Jackson. We don't have Lamar Jackson. We don't have an offense. We have an offense that month ago, Albert Breer said it was one of the worst offenses he's seen over the course of the past 3 years.
That was
in
a month ago. Do you believe in Shador or do you not? He's back to throwing coach.
I like throwing things now, coach.
I was just listening. I was trying to absorb what I was hearing there. It was very nice. Very nice banter.
Coach, get the defense stuff out of your mind, okay?
Keep it in your mind, coach.
We can't be having this rhetoric going on here.
Close
that mind. Close that mind.
Open
it
up.
Offensive show.
Take some ayahuasca.
We need to keep this
thing
going.
Smoke some herb, friend.
Offensive lineman. I listen to you talk about stupid offensive linemen till the cows come home, okay? Guys
really
I never heard of, never want to hear from again. All of them. As long as we take one of them.
I have to give you that. I've kind of beaten you down with the offensive linemen week in and week out. So I got to
take some Ibogaine, take some ayahuasca, take some shrooms, listen to some Grateful Dead. Open your mind, coach.
Yes, absolutely. Here's the thing. I just don't. You know, they're so bad on offense right now, and they're just struggling. It's hard not to say we need this guy. But
you're not flip flopping, are you?
No.
Okay.
Hey, listen, Caleb Downs is number one on my board. So
bang biscuit.
So if the guy's number one on your board, you got to kind of stick with, you know.
No, you don't. You can take the offensive piece. You can get better on the side of the ball that matters the most.
JP, have your own board. Have your own damn board.
Oh, I do. It's just offensive tackles and wide receivers.
Oh, I like the fact that I'm growing on you though because you got tackles in there. You would have never had offensive linemen on there.
No, you know how I know you're growing on me is I watched Raheem Rocket Sanders this week and thought football player. Yeah. I love him.
That's a football guy.
I'm in love with Rocket Sanders, and that's not a good development.
He's
for me,
in
coach.
Love with a rocket. Coach,
that's
be good.
That's not good.
Yeah, you guys have a good one. Happy New Year to you guys.
You too, buddy.
Coach. All right.
To the entire Riesland family, we love Coach here. It's a man that speaks football and speaks truth. You're a peddler of lies.
Oh, I tell him all the time. I think he's insane sometimes.
You're the lie broker.
This is one of those
that's
times.
That's what you are.
This is one of those times.
You're not
times.
The truth broker.
I think going defense in this draft is you were signing up to go to a clinic. The methadone type.
We'll react to Coach in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. She handed out both to us personally, and then there's a couple out in the lobby, this candle. And it says, it's a Christmas candle burned to the socket. Will bring peace to the heart and gold to the pocket.
Mm-hmm.
That rhymed, but somehow it sounded like it was bad at rhyming there. Burn on New Year's Day. I'm going to burn the hell out of this. I might burn three or four of them.
It smells good. No. Did you grab three or four of them?
I think I should, right? Because the idea is if you burn one, you're good. If you burn four, you're golden.
Or, I mean, are you chancing it? Like the moment you burn one, it then erases the good luck from the other one. And like you know how like a negative plus a negative equals a positive?
So I have to do like three?
I don't know. I don't know what that number is.
The three wouldn't burn each other out, so
I wouldn't really want to chance it, if I'm being honest. I don't know. I don't know what that number is. I think one, you're golden, Pony Boy.
I would like to know. I hope so. But if gold doesn't line my pockets this year, I'll think back to you should have burned more of these candles.
Well, yeah, naturally. Is that the conversation we have to have with her? Like
next December,
like March,
I'll be like, Paula,
Paula.
I'll wait till the full year.
Didn't work. What's going on?
I'm thinking February 10th. By February 10th, I'd like more gold in my
pocket. These are the type of things, though, that if you won like $100,000 on a scratch-off, you would light one of those every year for the rest of your life.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And I'm thinking, I need, here's the amount of money. All right? I don't need bleep you money. Could have used it. Could have used that $1.8 billion.
Yeah.
Right? By the way, the amount of people, they're like, the government took $1.4. She only got $592 million. Guys, it's $592 million more than she had. Shut up.
Or how about Daryl's thought process on it? Would somebody please win this so I can stop buying the tickets? Which is a very flawed process, but also makes a bunch of sense.
Yeah, Daryl's philosophy was he was going to buy the station.
Oh, that was his big plan?
That was part of his big plan. But the stations, all of us. All
always
of us
buying
here.
The cluster.
Yeah. Which
doing,
I thought was
and
nice.
Doing what with it? Is he gonna, what's he going to do? Run them?
Yeah.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing for us? I don't really even know.
It's good
know.
For you and me.
I think it would be.
Because
we're there.
Would he give us a raise, or would he just kind of like, you know, we got to cut some places here.
He told me.
Cut some spots.
He told me.
I know you're not happy and just going to have to live with it.
He told me I wasn't getting a raise, but that I was getting a cool million after taxes,
you know,
for being his friend.
I was telling Coach this story over the weekend because Coach had talked about what he was going to do if he'd won so many millions of dollars in the Powerball. And I told him about the time you were like, with such sincerity and so much grace, was like, you know what, Jonathan? If I win that Powerball, I'm going to get you that golf simulator of your dreams, like the one you've always wanted. And then what's always funny to me about it is you sat back and then waited for this big, gracious, like, thank you.
Yep.
Like this big, like, oh my God, that's so nice of you. And then I watched you say something to Mac, and Mac gave you the big, like, thank you.
Because Mac is grateful.
And I was just like, no, like, you don't get any credit until you actually win the lottery and then present that,
was that the
to
test.
Me. You don't get that. That's not how this works.
No, it's a test. It was, I'm going to say that I'm going to do
what
this.
You're going to do off of $1 billion.
But I'm not ready to win yet. And then you're like, oh, that's so nice of you. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And then I remember that.
Yeah, okay.
But I also remember if you're not grateful, and you are not grateful.
No, I wasn't grateful.
So you're not getting, you're
no.
getting a, I'm going to have three very large Bratislavan men.
Okay.
Block themselves up with cheeses and meats for several days. And then on the fourth day, I'm going to have them take Ex-Lax. And their combined output will be put into a bag, which will then be dropped in your front porch.
You know what? Whatever.
And lit ablaze.
I'm dealing with potty training right now. Nothing really can stop me in that department.
I said three large Bratislavan men.
Have you met an almost toddler?
You're not ready. Have you met a large Bratislavan? I don't think
I have.
Yeah.
All I know is that when I go
home.
Or
have you met their
when I go home, I'm dealing
their
with,
waist.
I'm dealing with basically the same thing that those big old... What type of men are they?
Bratislavan. From Bratislava.
Okay, yeah. The big Bratislavan men can deliver anyway.
I'm going to tell you right now.
And I don't even get any... there's no
four
even
day
like...
4 day backed up? You kidding me?
We're on day 5 of potty training, friend.
I think I win.
This child's backed up every day, if that's the discussion.
See, now this is going to be a real gift.
My child laughs because she doesn't put it in the toilet and is like, ha-ha, funny. That's funny, I missed. It's like, that's not funny.
That is kind of funny to me.
Not funny.
Mac, do you think it's funny? It seems pretty funny.
I think it'd be funnier if you bought him the dollhouses again that he has to then build along with it.
I don't hate him.
By the way, was not nearly the problem that I thought it was going to be.
How long did it take you to build them?
Only like 2 hours in total for everything.
So
it was
becoming a man.
It was four different things. It was like, and one of them I even like the princess castle.
Did you laugh?
I laughed after. Yeah, I did. I laughed after. Like, you kidding me? This took me like 20 minutes. I thought it was going to take me 3 hours. I was, please. That wasn't even an issue. I got very lucky. All the pieces just connected all at once for me. I was in the, zone, the puppet show, a little brief hang up there, but we got it done. Like, it was great.
Now I know. I'm going to go to Elise and say, you're such a great friend. You're such a great wife to my friend.
Yeah.
You're such a great mother. You deserve everything. I'm going to send you and Vanessa to IKEA.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
And you can buy any, and I mean any, hundreds, thousands of dollars.
And now you're about to make me mad.
Worth of IKEA furniture.
This would be my nightmare.
And if you want it shipped to your home, I will pay the shipping in full.
But she can't, but like one of the stipulations is she can't have the IKEA people come and put it together. Too.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This would be my nightmare.
I can't pay for the overage.
You're not my friend.
You're going to go into.
You're not my friend.
You're going to go into. No, this is because you shut down Bratislava. All right. And if you disrespect Bratislava, now I really got to go for the pain.
You're not my friend.
You're going to walk into your garage and it is going to be from ceiling to floor.
This is my nightmare.
It'll take the rest of your life. And by the way, I'm going to throw out at least one of the slips that tell you how to do it. At least one. You're not going to know.
I thought you were going to say throw out one of the screws.
Oh, no. I'll take one of the pages out so we won't know.
The list of mean things you could do, it might be the meanest.
I know. That's why.
Like at the very top. I would get more angry at this than, honestly, 99.9% of things you could do in these scenarios. And this is somebody that just acquired $1.8 billion, mind you.
All because you didn't have a little gratitude.
You even did like a Sopranos thing.
I did.
A little gratitude.
That's a little Bratislava for you.
For a little gratitude. Right.
Little Eastern European block, yeah. Friendo.
Okay. You take your Slovakian self and you just move him to the corner. Okay.
Also, is it Slim's Llama or Slim Slamma? That's what it is on the 92.3 The Fan YouTube channel saying, stop dreaming. You already have a career. Somebody should have said that to George Washington about 250 years ago.
Stop dreaming.
George, you already got that.
If you stop dreaming.
Why do you need total freedom, too? Just pay your taxes and shut up, fool.
It's quite the anti-motivational poster, huh? Stop dreaming. You already have your career.
I've never seen
Tony Robbins write that one. I
worked at a drive-thru in college. I'm pretty sure that's the company that would have given those out.
You've done the best you can in life.
Settle. Ooh, that's it. Not stop dreaming. The word settle hits so much harder than stop dreaming.
You've already peaked. Settle.
I think that is an endearing part of Daryl's wish, though, is that he loves this so much that he would then have to, he would buy the station. Although the problem is he'd probably run it right in the ground. I don't know how it's going to go.
Why do you think he couldn't run it? The man's been in radio since I was 10 years old.
What a disaster.
You know, because every conversation takes an hour and a half with him.
I would think
he loves convos too much.
I would think the problem is he flip-flops on how shows should be run.
You'd accomplish nothing. Everything is one long convo to nowhere.
Yeah. It'd be 92.3 the Daryl.
That ultimately ends up with how his sex life is going.
I am saying yes, yes, and oh yes.
Our guy's smiling. That's all I care about.
I know. It's a good development for him.
Yeah.
He doesn't even need the $1.8 billion at this point.
Here's the thing. I've thought about this before, like especially in Charlotte, where guys, we got great leaders here. We do. And we have a lot of stability here.
Yes.
And that affords us a lot of the success that we've had. And quite frankly, I don't think everybody in this building remembers that, right? Specifically talent. I think talent forgets how blessed we are because I went to Charlotte and I saw how the other half lives. And so there were times in Charlotte where I was like, I just want to buy this station and set these people free.
I could see that. Yeah.
I just want to. I
mean, we've never had it better here than it is right now.
I want to hire a sales staff and give them the options. I want to hire leadership that understands sports talk. But ultimately, every time I thought of that, I thought to myself, you'll get bored. Like 2 years in, you're going to be like, I'm really sick of having to do this adult work. I have $1.8 billion. I'm just going to go with my wife to Jamaica and just relax the rest of my life.
Right. And that's the point, right? Like you can have a job that you love more than anything, and we do, and jobs that we're so grateful to have, and we are. But ultimately, not working is that's the better part of this, right?
Yes.
That's not a bad thing to say.
Yeah. And it's funny when people are like, you know, it's only $492 after taxes, and you know, you take the lump sum, you're not going to be able to retire off that. I'm like, who are you, Jeff Bezos? You can't retire.
Somebody said you can't retire off of nearly $500 million?
Well, I think their idea is it's not really $1.8 million. You're not going to be able to retire. And I'm like, $492 million.
That's really dumb if they
40,
think that.
You could retire at 20 on
no,
that.
No, not only you could retire, your kids could retire before they ever even started working.
I don't want that. I want them to work a little bit. I think working has brought me more character.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, so you saw Clooney just took his kids to France.
Yeah.
And they just gained, like, they gained France citizenship, and he's like, I just want him away from Hollywood. I just want him to, like, actually, I kind of have a chance to be normal.
And they said, George, your cooking is crap.
Yeah, I mean, you could have taken him to all sorts of Eastern European countries and just set him up with some...
They lectured him on postmodernism.
Yeah, well, I mean, the French do suck.
And the bourgeoisie.
All that boredom and ennui. Man, watching Wemby last night, just a real, real reminder for my distaste for the French.
I only like 7'5" basketball players who play like point guards. It's George Clooney's kids, not mine.
That's Clooney's kids? Yeah. That's what they grow into?
Yeah. 1 week in France.
Ethical basketball?
Yeah. Tony Parker, don't even talk to me about that harlot Eva Longoria. Who texts their girl? No.
Yeah, no. That's enough. We can eject out of that one.
That was a lot. In case we missed it, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.